Talking of space science, though, very interesting this week, scientists have actually sent not just bacteria into space, which they've done in the past, they've actually managed to send animals into space, expose them to the void of space and solar radiation, and then recover them back to Earth, and they've been able to survive the process. This is a tiny organism called a tardigrade, which are about a millimetre long at most. They live in the soil.
They're water bears, aren't they? That's what they're called. If you ever see them, they do this really kind of little shuffly walk. They're
you can see them with
cute.
A magnifying glass.
Yeah.
If you go and get some soil from your garden and shake the soil through a fine sieve, then you will get these tiny things. They're almost everywhere on Earth. Turns out they're just amazingly harsh. That they can stand, they're robust, they can stand very harsh conditions.
Better than cockroaches.
Ingemar Johnson, who works at the Kristianstad University in Sweden, has got a paper in this week's Current Biology, where she and her colleagues teamed up with researchers at the European Space Agency, ESA, and they piggybacked, if you like, the Photon, F-O-T-O-N, M3 mission. Put some of these tardigrades up into space, and they had three sets of exposures. So they had both the organisms and their eggs, which were exposed either just to the vacuum of space for a period of time, either to the vacuum of space and a low level of ultraviolet radiation, so just the UVA and UVB, so that's the least fierce of the ultraviolet rays, or a third group got the whole works. They got full-on solar radiation.
Total nuking.
Yeah, and out of that, they found that 100% survived exposure to the vacuum of space, about 66%, so two-thirds survived being exposed to a little bit of UV and the vacuum in space, and a handful actually survived the full-on action, which is amazing. And the reason they're so excited about this is that these organisms obviously have the ability to repair their cells and their DNA very, very well. And why that's important is that we're always looking for ways to repair our DNA better, because things like cancer drugs, which are chemotherapy, work by targeting certain vulnerable sets of cells, the cancer, more than healthy tissue. So if you could protect the healthy tissue by using the same technique perhaps that these bugs do, this would make the cancer stand out as more vulnerable. You could give more radiation, killing the cancer more, whilst getting around having any side effects. So it's a very interesting piece of work, and will be interesting to try and work out how they are so resistant and resilient, even to space.
So maybe it'll be them that survive the nuclear explosion rather than the cockroaches.
Indeed.